Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Myra. A new field poll finds Senator Hillary Clinton far ahead of her rivals in California. Among likely voters in the Democratic primary, Clinton leads Senator Barack Obama 39% to 27%. That's 12 points. Mark DiCamillo directs the field poll.
Certainly Obama is the candidate seen as best representing change, but on some of the other issues, who best represents what the Democratic Party stands for, who has the best chance of winning in the November election, Clinton comes out on top.
DiCamillo says just 10% of likely voters support former Senator John Edwards. 20% are still undecided. The poll includes decline to state voters who can ask for a Democratic Party ballot on February 5th. By the way, today is the deadline for Californians of any party to register to vote in the primary. If you're not registered yet, you can go to your town hall or county seat and fill out a form on the spot, or you can download a form from the state elections website. But you gotta mail it in today. The nominees for the 80th Annual Academy Awards have just come out, and a couple of the feature-length documentaries we've profiled on the California Report are on the list. The California filmmakers behind No End in Sight and Operation Homecoming are quite possibly having champagne with their eggs this morning. You can find out more about both docs on our website, californiareport.org. California prides itself as green, with a host of laws protecting wildlife and waterways. But the state's top environmental cops have a hard time enforcing those laws. Officials with the Department of Fish and Game say there aren't enough game wardens now, and the governor's proposed budget would make matters worse. Tamara Keith reports.
Game warden Jerry Carno drives his patrol vehicle, a pickup truck, along an isolated mountain road in Nevada County. He's looking for bear poachers, or perhaps someone killing a deer out of season. As always, he's a lone patroller.
I mean, there's such a low presence of law enforcement in the areas that we go to that people don't even fear violating the law. And that's where we come in to try to do the best we can and actually catch people that are illegally poaching.
Last year, the state's wardens issued more than 13,000 citations. They're charged with protecting the state's wildlife, checking for fishing licenses, investigating pollution of streams and rivers, and patrolling the entire California coastline 2 miles out to sea. It's a whole lot of territory. Out in the backcountry, Carno comes upon someone he recognizes.
Hey man, how's it going?
Pretty good, yourself?
Good, good. That bear ever come back?
No, I haven't seen him.
A year earlier, Carno responded when the man was attacked by a bear. Just another part of the job.
Bantail pigeon season's about ready to open. I don't know if you see any squirrel hunters down here at all.
Carno keeps driving, as he'll do all day and well into the night. His two guns rattle behind him as he drives over bumpy, winding roads. His backup, the next closest game warden, is in another county.
We got a shotgun, and then we have the military 308 caliber rifle to protect ourselves. You never know what you're going to come across, whether it's going to be something mundane or you just drive in, you're by yourself, no backup, and you drive right into a meth lab.
It's a dangerous job, says Nancy Foley, chief of the Law Enforcement Division of the California Department of Fish and Game.
If you take a look statistically, game wardens across the nation get assaulted more than most other law enforcement agencies. Everybody that we contact has a knife or a gun.
Foley says there simply aren't enough game wardens on the beat in California, only about 300, far fewer than states like Florida and Texas. She says wardens recently set up a decoy deer in San Joaquin County to try to catch people illegally shooting deer out of season. They caught 10 people.
Well, that was 10 shooters on one county road in one county, and it was only because we took game wardens from three counties to get together to run that deer decoy operation. So what's happening everywhere else? What's happening to our wildlife?
Warden Jerry Carno walks a ridge above a river where people regularly fish for salmon illegally. A A couple of years ago, he says he caught two guys poaching salmon. Then less than 10 days later, he found them doing it again. But this time they were fishing from the opposite shore of the river. Carno didn't let that stop him.
So I ended up taking off my vest and uniform shirt, and I swam across with my gun belt on, pants, boots, and a tank top, and took my badge off and pinned it to my belt, and actually got these guys. I had to handcuff one of the guys because they were not cooperative, and that's just, I don't know, crazy things that we do.
He says it's an incredibly rewarding job, but adventure doesn't pay the bills. Even after a recent raise, wardens are paid less than other law enforcement officers. That's one reason recruiting has been a problem. There are currently 63 unfilled game warden positions. The governor's budget spokesman, H.D. Palmer, says the Schwarzenegger administration has already gone a long way to solve this problem.
We believe that we have taken action in this past year to significantly move that ball down the field by reopening a contract, which is not a normal course of business once a collective bargaining agreement has been reached, and provide a 15% increase on top of the previously negotiated 10% increase.
But the Wardens Association says that isn't enough. And now the governor's budget proposal calls for eliminating 38 game warden positions. That's going to be an extra burden on a force already stretched thin. As his day nears its end, Warden Jerry Carno dims the lights on his truck as he pulls up to an area where thousands of migrating birds are landing for the evening.
You can hear widgeon, you can hear widgeon's a type of duck, American widgeon. Mallards do the quack, quack, quack.
The sun has fallen behind the horizon, which means it's no longer legal to hunt. Carno is listening for a shotgun blast.
Guys will drive down roads like this with their, cars blacked out. And then I'll just hop the fence and boom, blast them while they're on the water. And that's the kind of stuff we look for.
He doesn't catch anyone this night, but he does catch an amazing amber sunset. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.